Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
And time for the high five at 5:30.
High five.
Yeah. We're giving props to those who deserve props. Because they're special people in the world.
High five.
My first high five goes to Gary Kubiak.
High five.
I love the fact that Koobs is just like, he's in charge wherever he goes. And he said to, his title is odd. Vikings assistant head coach and offensive advisor.
Right, this is a high five, right?
High five.
He told Sid Hartman of the Minnesota Star Tribune that Garrett Bradbury will be the starting center. Oh, yeah. That's where he's going to be. And hopefully he'll stay there for a long time. He's doing great. For a rookie to be put in there at center from day one, it's hard on him, but he's doing a good job. But in order to do that, they're moving their starting center. Pat's F-line. They're just moving him to guard. Here's why I'm giving him a...
But he has a history of playing guard, too. Ohio State guy, I think.
I'm giving Gary a high five.
I feel like it's not a high five.
No, it is.
What's the high five?
For instantly becoming in charge of everything in Minnesota.
High five!
And he was frustrated that they wouldn't take Quentin Nelson. He wanted Quentin Nelson, by the way.
We know. Yeah.
Also, I just want to point out the Gary Kubiak circle. What should we call him? The Gary,
I'm failing to see the high five.
The litany of people that he brought in to surround himself.
His entourage?
Entourage. Yeah, entourage. Yeah.
Like the circle of trust.
Right. There's a turtle. There's an E. There's Dennison.
Drama.
He's drama.
Who's drama? Dennison?
Dennison is drama because he's just nothing ever goes right. He's always kind of the mwah, mwah, mwah sort of guy.
It ends up right for drama.
At the end of the day, yeah. But there's always a, you know, I'm not really Gary. My high five is
that Gary Kubiak is named Garrett Bradbury the starter.
He gets to do whatever he wants.
He's a coordinator.
Is he? I'm just saying, Gary Kubiak, who's much older than me, I don't have a lot of white hair. I mean, how much white? I just got my hair cut. Sport Clips was fantastic. How much white hair would you say I got a lot of missing hair.
Not a lot.
Not a lot, right? Gary's got none.
Wait.
None.
Where's the high five?
High five!
I'm just giving Gary Kubiak a high five.
No, you kind of wanted to dump on Gary Kubiak because he dyes his hair.
No, it's a high five.
And Garrett Bradbury's the center.
All right, your turn.
Yay.
Your turn.
My high five's a true high five. It's local,
high
too.
High five!
It's okay. Hard for me to get any sort of hockey talk in, so I'm going to tie it in locally.
All right.
Brandon Carlo, who has missed the last 2 years in the playoffs with injuries, has been playing fantastic right now for the Bruins and gets the game winner, like a Uwe Krupp type goal. Was not expecting any sort of points, goals, assists, anything out of him. He's more of a stay-at-home defenseman. But Brandon Carlo from the Springs, former Thunderbird.
Oh, that's
played
awesome.
Played here locally. Went to the WHL. He didn't play college anywhere, but just a great story. This guy's good. He's only 22.
I did not realize he had such big local connections.
He's only 22, and he's only going to get better. He's going to be, I think he's going to be, turned out to be a pretty damn good D-man. So,
high five!
Yay, Springs.
High five!
Where from the Springs is he from? Is he
he's from Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Yeah. Which exit?
Right. Right.
Was it Bijou? Unitah?
In a quest. What'd you just say?
Unitah? Yeah. Whatever. I can't say some of the names.
No, you sure can't. It's good. It's fun to hear you try.
Is there a Rock Rimmon?
Yeah, there's Rock Rimmon. Yeah, there you go.
There's academies.
Yeah.
There's all kinds
there's
of
South Academy
down
and North
there.
Academy. Yeah.
There's Lake. Is there a lake?
Yeah. Sort of. It's actually south. South Circle. And if you take a right, you're on Lake and life right. is great. If you take a left, you're in the ghetto and you may die.
Right is.
Go right.
The Broadmoor.
At South Circle, go right. You go left, you're dead.
High five.
I can't pronounce many names down the springs off 25 there. But
Uinta.
Uinta?
Yeah.
It's not Unita.
I'm sorry that I actually know specifically the correct pronunciation, but I spent 5.5 years in prison. I mean, voluntarily working in the springs.
High five.
I do have another kind of high five, but I fear you're going to make fun of me because
this is not a high five.
Well, I think it is.
High five.
I want to high five Bill Belichick. Because somehow, despite James Merrillat's largest protests, somehow he canceled the final 2 days of OTAs for the New England Patriots. Now, I don't know if that's going to hurt their Super Bowl odds, Tommy.
It didn't last year.
But this is a very dramatic, very dramatic thing here.
Absolutely.
High five!
This whole, like, canceling, everybody goes easy. Nobody runs these things all the way to the end.
They did have an organized activity today. I'm not sure what it is. In place of
they did
the
something
practice.
Fun?
Last year they went to Fenway Park. I don't know what they did this year, but I'll tell you what, the field day is fantastic. I would have rather done the field day than the bowling. I mean, a home run derby.
Yeah, was the bowling during the day? Like when you normally be there, or was it after?
It was just like the Broncos just did with we had the meetings.
And then you got on a bus to go bowling?
And then you're getting dressed to get out to practice, and everybody's like heads down, sad. And then Chip Conway, somebody would come in and go, get on the buses, load the buses. So you get your tape off in about 2 seconds. And
as a veteran who had been through it, weren't you kind of anticipating that would always happen?
It didn't always happen.
But
it depended how.
Wasn't there part of you that was like, oh man, guys, we could be off practice today.
Yeah.
Did you pass that word? Was that sign of a.
To mess with people?
Yeah.
People wouldn't believe you. Young guys.
And then it was.
But I would much rather have just gone straight out to the field.
Of course.
Dunk tank and balloon toss, home run derby, chipping contest.
Yeah.
We did that during camp. We do the fishing derby and the golf. We'd have longest drive and things like that.
Yeah.
I'd do none of it. I'd just sit there and eat. You didn't have to participate because I couldn't golf nor fish.
What was the fishing derby?
Sharp used to go to Safeway and buy fish because it was a prize for largest fish, first fish caught.
Come on.
Most fish caught. And it was at a golf course up in Windsor. And Sharp would, as soon as they blew the horn, the air horn, Sharp would go, got a fish. And it was a fish he bought from Safeway. It's true. That happened. Who was your high five? I don't even remember.
Don't even worry about it. When we come back, the game, Drake.
Did I find something good over the weekend to celebrate?
I watched so much college baseball.
Gary Kubiak.
I do have something
dyes
for you.
His hair.
I'll do you something. High five.
High five.
Mike Martin from Florida State is going to, he's
going
40 years, 40 years at Florida State. Never had less than a 40-win season. They usually play about 56 games or so in D1 college baseball. Incredibly, he is going to Omaha in his final year.
There you go.
High five.
That's a high five.
Way to go.
That's positive.
There you go. Best team, though. Did you see the kid who threw the no-hitter from Vanderbilt?
No.
Huge kid, freshman, threw a no-hitter first time in the Super Regional where a no-hitter was thrown in forever. Maybe, I think ever, actually. And he turned down, he could have easily gone to Major League Baseball. But he wanted to go to college. He kept his commitment to Vanderbilt.
Because he wanted to win there. He wanted to win at Vandy.
High five!
Like Tony Romo.
It's the Drive on the Fan.
Now back to the Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
Well, now you got me going. You're asking me more about college baseball. Allie Rutschman, he hasn't
Kumar
been.
Kumar Rocker.
Kumar Rocker.
We got the Kumar Rocker first, the guy that threw the no-hitter for Vandy. Massive dude.
Yeah.
Kind of a mix between CC Sabathia and Bartolo Colon, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yep, threw a no-hitter. All right, we got basketball coming up here in a second.
Danny Green, head fake, three-pointer is good. Leonard for three, knocks it down. Leonard trying to get the ball, Curry's on him. Here comes the double team. Leonard trying to split, almost travel. Van Vliet throws it up. Oh, he puts it in! A rainbow from Van Vliet. Ball knocks loose, and Leonard able to save it. Danny Green for three, bang! Danny Green does it again.
What do you think?
It's weird. I'm watching Kevin Durant at the arena right now. What kind of a impact can he have? How healthy is he? He's missed the last 9 games. Klay's not 100% either. Although he played pretty well.
Yeah.
The other night. I feel like it's hard to knock out a champion, especially this quick. I would assume. I'm going to guess the Warriors win this game.
Really?
I do. I just...
How?
Just that closeout game is hard. Look at the Blues last night. They have that championship pedigree. Those guys are fighters. That team is a bunch of fighters in Golden State.
You just think they'll find a way?
Find a way.
What kind of impact do you think Durant has?
If he's healthy, you'd think that... my guess is because they're going to be eliminated or facing elimination that... He's just going out there and giving him whatever he has. It's weird because it's, you know, he's not in the flow of the game. He knows nothing about Toronto on court. They don't see each other very often. But man, the dude can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has a surprisingly good game. I don't think they limit minutes with him. Why? Why limit minutes?
I don't know.
What are you saving him for?
Nothing. No, I mean, why not? Why wouldn't he play?
How about Looney coming back, too? They thought...
Well, I mean what's left? What do you got? You know what I'm saying? What is left?
They seem like a tired team. They look tired last game. I mean, the Toronto Raptors just... I don't know how they're doing it. It's just one guy, one unexpected piece... Has a big game, but man, look at Steph shooting right now. Just
from half court.
Just 35-footers draining him.
He's 2 steps inside of midcourt.
Yeah.
And he just dropped 2 in a row.
That's deeper than Lillard hit that game winner
against
OKC.
Well, he practices them.
I'd be shocked if Golden State's out in 5 games. I could see them losing the series, but if they go out in 5 games, this is a massive... Shocker.
Drake impact.
No, I think he's on his best behavior. We'll keep an eye on Sean Mendes, too, if he's in the same
seat. Mendes?
We talked about him the other night.
Do you think any
he's
Raptors...
in the same seat.
You think any Canadians will insult the players
will
as...
Will the Biebs be there? Back
Canadian.
Up his talk?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if Tom Cruise just came out anytime, any place? Just put that on Twitter.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Danny Green, there's another dude. I mean, he's Will Barton.
Is he hated in Toronto?
Well, he was cold for the entire postseason, and then I think it was game 3, he just goes off. And you know, Toronto fans were like, no, no. All right, Danny, yeah. Hey, he's like 6 for 7 that game 3, I think, from behind the arc.
That's awesome.
Golden State's got to win this game.
If Golden State loses, is that a wrap?
No. No, I think Klay's back
there.
Where's
Durant next
year? I don't think Durant's there, but that doesn't... This team is... You go back to their original team. With Iguodala, Klay will come back there.
You think they can win without Durant?
They did before.
Why will Durant leave?
He got what he came for. He got the championship. I think he wants to... You know, we talk about brand and players and building your brand. And when you're in Golden State, even though you're Kevin Durant, there's a shadow there between Steph and Klay. And Draymond Green is kind of the...
Dude, he's the glue.
He's the glue. And Iguodala as well.
He's a great role player, but Green's the glue.
Remember when they were talking about what are they got? How good are they going to be when Harrison Barnes leaves? Remember that?
Yeah.
After they won their first one?
They found some great 8, 9, 10 guys on this team.
They're very, very Spurs-like.
JaVale McKee was one of those guys for them. He was one of their guys.
Yeah, and Bogut has found a role again.
That's right.
After retiring and playing in Australia. But they have a very Spurs-like quality to their roster where not household names who come in and
but they're
going to
need somebody else, aren't they, after Durant leaves?
No, I think they can go back to what they were with Clay and Steph, Iguodala, Draymond Green.
So you don't
Green.
Think this could be the end? This is an exhausted team, a tired team.
They played a lot of playoff games for sure. No, I wouldn't count the team out until Steph can't shoot anymore.
Well, Clay. We have all the action for you here tonight. Say hi to all my Poser Cubs fans down at Coors Field tonight. God. I really just don't like you. You're putting on your Cubs gear right now. You're driving down in that hat you bought yesterday. I just wish for nothing more than the Rockies to whoop up on all the Poser Cub fans. I mean the Cub players. Is it going to be weird seeing Cargo out there tonight?
Much weirder at Coors than it was Wrigley.
Yeah. All right. Great job, Richie. Look at Richie today, by the way.
Beautiful.
That's ridiculous. It's kind of absurd, don't you think?
Let's make him shave his beard after the playoffs. Can't do it.
Sure.
Maybe there's something under there we don't know
about. You
know,
maybe all three of us should shave our beards once the playoffs are. I'm up for it. I'm raising my hand.
No,
yes.
I gotta wait for I'm waiting for team pictures. Team pictures first.
It's The Drive on The Fan. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Take us out, Joe.